Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. We'd like to share a special announcement with you. This Saturday evening at 6 p.m., the Inspirations will be with us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. That's this Saturday, January 14th at 6 p.m. You won't want to miss it. Well, here's Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church continuing our look at the book of Revelation.
Jesus of necessity must be the first to have a glorified body. We went through this before, okay? There are some others that received a glorified body, and that's here. These were these saints that were in Jerusalem. They had funerals for them sometime in the past. And when Jesus rose from the dead, these saints, whoever, how many there were, rose from the dead after his resurrection. They didn't come before his resurrection. They were after his resurrection. Are you following? And they went through Jerusalem testifying that, yes, everything Jesus said was true. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, later it'll all be established. So there's a lot more to it here. But they were the first fruits. Remember when we went through the thing about the first fruits and the main harvest and the gleanings on the resurrections? They were the first fruits. They were the first to receive a glorified body. What happened to them, preacher? Well, when Jesus ascended some 40 days later, I believe he probably took these people. The Bible does not say. It's my opinion. You know what opinions are like? They're like armpits. Everybody got two and they both stink. It's my opinion that when Jesus ascended to heaven, that these people also ascended to heaven with him. They were the first fruits. We're looking for the main harvest. We had a funeral yesterday. Matter of fact, Glenn's son's here this morning, Brother Jason. He's a pastor up in Massachusetts. I didn't know there were saved people in Massachusetts. Amen. So he's here with us today. He's preaching up. That's why you're there too, ain't it? All right. Whole another mission field up in Massachusetts. Anyway, we had the funeral for Glenn. Glenn is in heaven today, but one day he's going to receive a resurrected body. Amen and amen. And it's going to be a glorified body. He's going to be part of that main harvest. And we talked about that here in the book of Revelation. I believe the main harvest, and it's my opinion, I think I'm right on this. The main harvest will include all the New Testament saints, okay? And then those who died up to the time of the translation. And then you have what's called the gleanings. Those are believers who I believe they're the Old Testament saints. We looked at scriptures why I put the Old Testament saints, not in the main harvest, but in the gleanings. So the Old Testament saints and the ones who died during the tribulation period. Remember, they didn't accept the mark of the beast. They were martyred. They were killed or whatever happened to them. Believers who died during the tribulation period, they will receive a resurrected body, a glorified body. So you have the first fruits, the main harvest, and then you have the gleanings. So when Jesus rose again, that resurrection, those first few, whatever how many they were the main harvest or the first fruits. So we move on. We see the ascension some 40 days later. And the next thing we're waiting on, God's time clock, so to speak, lack of a better term, is a translation. A lot of people call it the rapture. Nothing wrong with the name rapture. I just like the word translation. That fits a little bit better to me, my thought, my vocabulary. But anyway, it's the catching away of the saints. I believe it could happen at any moment. I'm awaiting the shout. Matter of fact, I used to go to Bible school. Believe it or not, I did go to Bible school. And one of my great teachers was Dr. Rick Adams. And when he would sign, he's dead and in heaven today, but when he would sign a letter, because he was a pastor, before he'd write the letter, whatever the church letter would be. And when he'd sign his name, it would say, awaiting the shout, R.H. Adams or whatever it is. That's the translation. Then I want you to notice the next thing after the translation. I want you to notice on your chart that there's the period of time between the translation and the tribulation. A lot of people have a problem with this. I don't have a problem with this. We went through this in the study book of Revelation. That's what I named it, Intimidation of Gog and Magog. There's going to be two battles of Gog and Magog. This battle is what takes place in Ezekiel 38 and 39. I believe that's going to take place shortly after the tribulation period, where the armies of the north come down. Now, I mentioned Turkey. Who mentioned Turkey? Oh, you did. Where Jessica and them are in Turkey right now, where Turkey, Russia, and some of the other northern nations will come down upon Israel. And the Bible tells us that God will supernaturally, anything God does is supernatural because we can't do it. But you understand the point, that he's going to turn that army back, destroy 5/6 of the army. 1/6 of the army goes back home like a puppy with their tail tucked between their legs. They've been whooped. And God did that, okay? That's the battle of Gog and Magog, the first one. And we see at the end, another battle was called Gog and Magog. That's the one, all the armies are destroyed. We get to that one later. Are you following? Yeah. This is yes, this is no, okay. Or this is, I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay, but anyway, and if you're in our study book of Revelation, we looked at this months and months ago. I'm trying to put it all together in 2 weeks, and I got 5 more minutes, and I'm halfway through, so I'm about right. After the battle of Gog and Magog, sometime after that, remember, the tribulation does not start with the translation. In other words, when God takes us out of here, the tribulation does not instantly begin. The tribulation begins, we find in the book of Daniel, when the Antichrist signs that covenant and agreement that the Antichrist will sign some kind of a peace accord agreement and allow them, the Israelites, to build their temple. I wish I could talk a long time, but I got to get through this. Remember we talked about this? They will build a temple on the temple on the Temple Mount. He'll allow them to do that because of peace. Russia, Turkey, these other nations have come down. They got whooped. They went back, and the Antichrist stands up and says, hey, let's have peace. They've invaded Israel. Here's what we're going to do. And he allows them to build that temple on the Temple Mount. And that's when Daniel's 70th week begins, the tribulation period, Daniel 9, 24 through 27. Now, let me finish this and we'll get the rest of it next week. The tribulation is divided into different times. I have 4 on my chart. I don't know if it's up there. Yeah, it's up there. It's divided into 1,260 days. It's important to note this, okay? 1,260 days, 1,260 days. We'll see that in the book of the Revelation. Remember, we looked at those. It's also mentioned 3.5 years. 3.5 years. Total of 7 years. Daniel's 70th week. It also is mentioned as time, or 42 months. I missed that. 42 months. 42 months. Time, times, and half time. Again, that 3.5, 3.5 time. Are y'all following? Those are the designated times of the tribulation period. It's important to note the dates, exactly the dates. 1,260 days, because as you get further into our study, these days are important. Now, we don't look for the days today. The Lord can come at any moment. Beware of anybody that will tell you that God's or Jesus is coming October 21st or whatever. You know, they date them because of the feast and all, and I wish I could go into that. But watch out for those guys. Remember, years ago, a fella got rich by writing a book, 88 Reasons Why the Lord Will Come in 1988. Check it out. You don't check it out. But it's true. You can go, 88 Reasons Why the Lord Will Come in 1988. Well, he didn't come in 1988. He sold piles of books. So, well, the Lord's coming in 1988. Well, he messed up. And he the next year, 89 Reasons Why the Lord Will Come in 1989. And they were looking at the feast, you know, the tabernacle, all these other things. And I understand all these things. Let me get back on subject. Is this boring to y'all? Okay, 1,206 days, very important. From the time of the tribulation, Daniel 7, when Daniel signed that agreement, to the abomination of desolation, there will be 1,260 days, not 1,259, not 1,261. That's not important to us. That's important to the ones who bless it and those that read and understand these things. Remember, Daniel knew something about that. Jeremiah knew something about the length of the captivity. How did he know? Because he read.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us this Saturday, January 14th at 6 p.m. to hear the inspirations at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.